3D printers and robots aren't just for mad scientists and professional engineers. As WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride reports, they're also for kids.
About 24 Duval Middle School students are attending their last day of robotics camp at Frank H. Peterson Magnet High School. Ethan Lacey is 10.
Yeah, I just programmed this, so I was just trying it out to see if it would work.
He's programmed a robot to respond to blue tape on the ground.
It did turn.
The robot kind of looks like a remote control car. It's personalized, with two little paper flags hanging on each side displaying the machine's name.
And our robot's name is Rodney the Robot.
The flags are designed by Ethan's teammate, 13-year-old Javon Williams, who also programmed the robot to... Javon says it's his first time building a robot, but he caught on quick.
I had to touch every single sensor because I was really interested. Like, what does this do? What does that do?
Frank H. Peterson's assistant principal, Jessica Parrish, put the camp together.
When you get them in young, it gives them that spark, that idea that carries with them then through high school and into college, and then they'll... you know, be more apt to choose these career paths.
School board member Connie Hall dropped in to check out the students' work. She says Duval needs more programs like these.
They're problem solving. You know, they're thinking. We have to look at ways to expand this so that it's not the best kept secret.
Many of the kids will continue on to a new after-school robotics club this fall. Ethan's still weighing his options.
This is one of the things that I want to do, but the other thing is I want to be a zookeeper when I grow up.
Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.